This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I'm Cody Oakes. Today, Billy Brim will be sharing from her series entitled Holiness and teach you about the power of living a holy life. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Jesus has walked with them for 40 days. There are 50 days between Passover and Pentecost. He walked with them 40 days. Now he's going up to heaven and he's going to ask the Father for the promised Spirit. They're all clean. They're all born again. He's breathed on them. They got born again in John 20. Now he said, you go and stand in a little room there and don't mess up anything. You can wait right there until the promise of the Spirit comes. Don't go out and start any ministries. Don't do anything. Just go wait. So this is their last church service when he went up into heaven. And it says that verse 3, Acts chapter 1, verse 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them. He didn't suggest it. He commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for what? The promise of the Father. Remember, we're redeemed to receive the promise of the Spirit. Wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. He told them that in John 14 through 16. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Verse 8. Now, he's not only a guide. He's not only a teacher. He not only is a comforter. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Woo. Verse 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power. Remember what Paul said? He said, I was with you and there was a demonstration of power so that your faith might be in the power of God. A powerless ministry is not the will of God. A powerful ministry is the will of God. Not only ministers, the body of Christ. He dared to say to you that when you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Why will they recover? Because power comes out you. Healing power. That's the will of God. Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. How many of you know that we see power demonstrated in their lives all throughout the book of Acts? Right. Well, we didn't have one will of God for the book of Acts and another will of God for now. I don't think we've had faith in His power. I don't think we've had faith that it should be demonstrated in us and through us. But I believe our faith is increasing in this hour to the plan of God. Are you half convinced? I'm going to convince you more now. The Word of God will convince you more. And so, bless the Lord, he tells them to wait for the promise of the Spirit and power will come on them. In chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that means 10 days later, he walked with them 40 days. Now see, in the Old Testament, they had feasts for all these days so that they would remember because God's going to fulfill them. They had the Feast of Passover, and Passover was initiated the night they came out of Egypt. And you remember the death angel came by, but the blood of the Lamb was on the doorpost of the Israelites. And the death angel couldn't pass over that blood of the Lamb, and their lives were saved. And so the Lord said, now you have this feast of Passover every year to remember that God redeemed you. See, Satan had a right to them. He had a right to them. They had sinned. He could kill them. The destroyer could kill them and wanted to kill them more than he wanted to kill the children of Israel. They had sinned against God. But there was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And God said, you take a little lamb, you spill its blood, you put hyssop in that blood and put the blood on your doorpost, and then you stand behind it, because that blood of the lamb, that blood of that little lamb, stands for the blood of the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. It's redemption. He said, what God did, you see? He said, I bought these back from you, Satan. I'm taking my hands off, you can have Pharaoh's children. But I bought these back. I redeemed them. And so every year God said, now you have the Passover. And I went to a Jewish family, religious family, one year for Passover. And it was just amazing to hear them talk. They talked like it happened to them. The littlest child said, why is this night different from all others? And the father says, this is the night that the Lord brought us out of Egypt. You and me, children. And so they build it into them. Now, God said three times in a year you come up to Jerusalem, you come on Passover day. And then you count 50 days and you're going to have another feast. You're going to have the feast of, we call it Pentecost. They call it Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks. And it takes place 50 days after Pentecost. And now, they came out of Egypt. And 50 days after they got out of Egypt, they received from God the law, the Torah, up on that mountain. Moses received not only the Ten Commandments, but he received the first five books of the Bible. So you're going to have a feast and you're going to celebrate coming out of Egypt. And then you're going to have another feast 50 days later. Leviticus 23 tells you this. And you're going to celebrate that day when the law came to you. And the Jews just worship the law because they know that there were 2 days of chaos before they got the law. And then the law came to them. And God revealed that law through his servant Moses to the children of Israel. And so they got the first five books of the Bible, and they loved the first five books of the Bible. They loved them above any other of the Bible. Because Moses was up on a mountain that was shaking and on fire, and glory appeared, and they got the law. The Torah. And so on that day, the Jews come to Jerusalem to celebrate it. Let's go back and look about the glory of that day when they got the law. Exodus 24. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of Jehovah abode on Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. I mean, 6 days. They just watching the cloud on the mount. 6 days! There's a lot about the 6 days and then the seventh day. We won't go into that. But the seventh day, we're about to go into the seventh day. Did you know that, folks? The seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. They've been watching that cloud for 6 days. And on the seventh day, they hear this voice says, Moshe! Woo! The glory's up there on that mountain. And here's what the glory looked like, verse 17. And the sight of the glory of Jehovah was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Now let's go to Exodus 34. And there he received the law. God spoke to him, told him all the things that are here in Exodus and Leviticus and first five books. He wrote not only the Ten Commandments, but he wrote the tenor of all the words God spoke. Verse 27. Exodus 34:27. And Jehovah said, Moshe, Write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with Jehovah 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables of the words of the covenant the 10 commandments. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tables of testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mount, Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that Jehovah had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before Jehovah to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. And that was that 50th day after they came out of Egypt. And after that night of Passover, they came to that mountain and they received on the 50th day, they received the law. And God said, you come up to Jerusalem every year and celebrate getting the law. And so Jesus left 40 days after he fulfilled the Passover. And he said, now you go down there to Jerusalem and wait. We know how long they were in the upper room. They were there 10 days because they're waiting for the day when they celebrate receiving the law, receiving the word of God. Bless the Lord. And on this day, they're there on that morning. They're all, people are there from all over the world because they're in obedience to God. They've come up to celebrate this feast. And on this day when the law came, woo, Glory. 2,000 years later, the Spirit comes. The anointing comes to the body. Same day. They're supposed to put 2 and 2 together. And Paul will do it for them a little later. We'll read it. This day they're there. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 1.
And when thank you for listening to today's radio message. The message today was from Sister Billy's classic series entitled Holiness. In this 14-tape series, Billy Brim teaches on the power of living a holy life. As you listen, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more unto God to become endued with power and become holy as He is holy. This set includes for only $60. You can order this set by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.